Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake, who's going to help me remember the name of a stand-up comedian who apparently works for a network that has decided that he's too expensive. At least that's the explanation we're given. He is a stand-up comedian, I believe, and he runs The Late Show, which used to be Johnny Carson's domain. As I recall, Liz, from my youth, this is the 20th century, politics and business don't mix. Is that suspended on television these days?
Well, it is interesting. Stephen Colbert is being lamented by the liberal intelligentsia to an extent that I honestly just blows my mind. I mean, The New Yorker, for example, has a big piece out in the intro calling Stephen Colbert's late night show the last remaining pathway to the truth or something so over the top that it really made my head spin. Elizabeth Warren's calling for an investigation. The Writers Guild is calling for an investigation. The theory being that CBS, Paramount, basically ditched the show to make Trump happy because they want to do an acquisition or merger. And because anyway, they're on the outs with President Trump over that famous interview with Kamala Harris, which 60 Minutes interview, which they edited to make Kamala Harris look smarter than she actually is. And of course, Trump won a settlement on that, which appalled the network employees, I'm sure. And so this is supposedly sort of more of the same kowtowing to the president. But yeah, I mean, the reports are that the show was losing $40 to $50 million a year. It was extremely expensive. Ratings were plummeting. So why is that? One very good reason is certainly that the product, the entertainment value of the show had dropped. The most frequent guests were not wonderful comedians or actors and actresses who might be lively and fun to listen to, but rather Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Rachel Maddow, very unfunny and sort of serious, loony left politicians. And John, it's a little bit like scrolling through your hate mail on Twitter before you go to bed at night. I mean, is that really what you want to hear as you're getting ready for bed, sort of screeds against Republicans and most particularly against Donald Trump? But I thought the best, most intelligent commentary on this non-happening, in my view, it was from a film reporter at the New York Post who said, look, this is an outdated entertainment forum. It used to be, yeah, that you had Johnny Carson interviewing celebrities and people of interest. Well, but now, guess what? Those celebrities have their own podcasts. If you're in love with some actress and you want to hear more about her, go to her live feed and watch her talk for an hour in her podcast. And the availability of such peak personalities to Stephen Colbert or the interest of seeing those people on Stephen Colbert's show is just not there anymore. There are just too many other forums and venues for interesting, fun people to present themselves to the public. So I think the whole thing is just a tempest in a teapot. But my gosh, because I don't watch Stephen Colbert and I don't have much interest in late night TV at all, I am stunned by the outpouring of outrage and sentiment about this. It's extraordinary.
And we can say that this is going to go away, or is the comedian going to run for public office? Does he have political intention? We have 30 seconds. It occurs to me that he's being celebrated by a party that would embrace him.
Yeah, well, there's an actress who came out and said the only good news, the only silver lining, she said on X, is that now he can run for president. That should stop everybody in their tracks, I must say. Who knows, John? The Democrats right now are in the wilderness. Maybe they will turn to Stephen Colbert. Probably won't be Hunter Biden, though he's sad about that. Could be Colbert.
Elizabeth Peak writes a column for The Hill, a column for Fox News, much on Fox Business.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.